You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Welcome back to The Wire. The Treaty Principles Bill is being tabled this week as part of the National Party's coalition agreement with the ACT Party. The bill was one of ACT's main campaign promises, attempting to clarify the principles of Te Tiriti o Waitangi under the law. The bill's changes have been criticised by the Waitangi Tribunal, which found that the consultation process deliberately excluded Māori, the proposed content does not reflect Te Tiriti, and that if passed would cause significant prejudice to Māori. In response to the bill, a national hīkoi has been organised. Today the hīkoi is stopping in Kaiwaka and it will make its way to Parliament on Tuesday next week. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I speak to MP Tom Rutherford about the bill and the hīkoi. The bill is getting discussed this week in Parliament. Just briefly, what is the bill and what does it represent for the National Party?
Yeah, we've got a coalition agreement with the ACT Party to support the Treaty Principles Bill at the first reading and to advance it to the Select Committee stage. We will, however, not vote for it at the second reading. We believe, as the National Party, that a referendum on the Treaty of Waitangi would be both divisive and also we just don't fundamentally support the legislation in the bill, but we have made a commitment to support it at the first reading through to the Select Committee stage.
And all parties other than ACT, including National, have committed not to support the bill, as you said, past its first reading. However, why are we spending, I guess, so much time discussing and tabling the bill when we know it's not going to get further than that?
Yeah, this is just a part of having an MMP-style political system here in New Zealand, where to form a government, you make coalition agreements with different political parties to give you the numbers within Parliament. Part of our coalition negotiations with the ACT Party was to have our support of this bill to the first reading. ACT would have liked us to have gone further. We wouldn't have liked to have had to support this at the first reading if we didn't have to, but coalition negotiations require compromise. And so we didn't necessarily achieve everything that we wanted to, but neither did the ACT Party.
And when we're looking at opposition to the bill, the counter-hīkoi across the country will be reaching Parliament next week, started this week. However, it was originally scheduled to align with the bill's reading before the bill was pushed forward to this week. Is there a reason why the bill has been moved forward?
Yeah, the legislative schedule is rather dynamic. And when there's a large volume of bills to process before the year end, the bill was introduced as soon as it was effectively ready. It's like anything you have in a workplace. Sometimes you get things done sooner than you thought you might have. Sometimes things take a little bit longer than you thought they might have. In this case, the bill was ready and prepared to be debated for the first time earlier than scheduled. And so it's been moved up the order paper and will be debated on Thursday.
So moving the bill forward had nothing to do with the counter-hīkoi?
No, not that I'm aware of. It was simply that the bill was ready to be debated and it was brought forward to be debated this Thursday.
Right. And on the hīkoi as well, how is the government responding to this degree of protest?
Yeah, I know the police have been actively involved with the hīkoi organisers, ensuring that it's going to be a nice, peaceful hīkoi across the North Island. We respect the right that every New Zealander has to protest, and we are expecting a large crowd. But we do urge everyone who's participating over the next days to be safe.
There's also been some discussion alongside the hīkoi and other discussion about this government's approach to Māori rights in Aotearoa, including this bill in a broader series of removals of legal protections and provisions for Māori under the current government. Is the government at all concerned with these claims?
Yeah, I would be pushing back on those claims. We as a government have done many positive things for Māori and non-Māori in New Zealand, and we're fundamentally of the belief that we need to lift all New Zealanders' opportunity, equal opportunity. That's one of our core values as the National Party, but also ensuring that we get things like the cost of living, our economy, education, healthcare, all back where it needs to be, and that has positive outcomes for both Māori and non-Māori.
If we're looking at those policies, though, that the National Party has of bringing all people up equally, you know, if we're looking at the systemic oppression and exclusion of Māori from New Zealand, the New Zealand economy, New Zealand health system, New Zealand schooling system in the past and the present, shouldn't specific provisions be made for them in law?
No, I don't think you create a positive outcome for anybody when you separate people based on their ethnicity or which family they were born into. I think you lift everybody up by ensuring that our healthcare system works for everybody, that our education system is working for everybody, not just by cutting and pasting people based on the family they were born into or their ethnicity. We believe that, you know, rising tides lift all boats. And that's what I believe here. That's what we're doing as a government. We're focused on ensuring positive outcomes for all New Zealanders, including Māori and non-Māori.
If we're looking at policies aimed at improving outcomes for Māori under this government, if we're looking at either policies that have already been introduced or policies that are planned to be introduced, what might we be seeing there?
Yeah, you will have seen, for example, prior to Christmas last year, a particular focus from the Minister of Health around increasing immunisation rates for hard-to-reach Māori and Pacifica families with specific targeted funding. Those are the sorts of approaches we're really keen to take. We want to see, in that case, our kids in New Zealand being immunised, but often we know that that's a barrier for people. And so by specifying the funding and ring-fencing it to particular areas, then targeting those hard-to-reach people, that was a way that our government focused on achieving positive outcomes for Māori and Pacifica at that time.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about the Treaty Principles Bill and subsequent national hīkoi.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.